is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 6th of January, 2014. It's the feast of the Epiphany in the Christian Church. Epiphany from an old Greek word meaning manifestation or striking appearance. In ancient Greece, the term was used to refer to occasions when gods and goddesses would manifest themselves to human beings on earth. In the Greek Orthodox Church, the Feast of the Epiphany is a broad celebration of God becoming man. In the Roman Catholic Church, the focus is on the wise men bringing their gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold to the infant Jesus, guided from their homeland of Iran by a shining star. The Irish writer James Joyce used that word epiphany to mean a sort of inadvertent revelation. He said there were little errors and gestures, straws in the wind, by which people betrayed the very things they were most careful to conceal, a sudden revelation. And in each of his stories in his collection, Dubliners, James Joyce used the device of an epiphany. The last story in the book is set at a party at the Feast of the Epiphany, the story, The Dead. And it's the birthday of E.L. Doctorow, born in New York City, 1931. His mother was a classical pianist. His father owned a music shop on 43rd Street, New York City. E.L. Doctorow went to the Bronx High School of Science, went off to college, studied poetry with John Crow Ransom, worked as an editor after college, and as a script reader for Hollywood studios. His first novel was a parody of a Western, Welcome to Hard Times, 1960, and went on to write his big bestseller, Ragtime, in 1975. And it's the birthday of one of the best-selling poets of all time, Khalil Gibran, born in a mountain village in Lebanon in 1883, lived in Boston, and that was where the publisher Alfred A. Knopf met him, who then published Gibran's book, The Prophet, in 1923. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, Monopoly, 1955. We start by fanning out the money, colored like Necco wafers, pink, yellow, mint, gold. From the first roll of the dice, differences widen. The royal blues of Boardwalk and Park Place look down their noses at the grapey immigrants from Baltic and Mediterranean avenues. My grandparents, coming from Italy in steerage, measured their gold in olive oil, not banknotes and deeds. The man in the top hat and tuxedo always holds the good cards. The rest of us hope we can pay the electric company. We know there is no such thing as free parking, and bank errors are never in our favor. In the background, Johnny Mathis croons Chances Are from the cracked vinyl radio. We played for hours in those years before television on the Formica table, while my mother coaxed a chicken cooking all day on the back burner to multiply itself into many meals. The fat rose to the surface, a roiling ocean of molten gold. Monopoly, 1955, a poem by Barbara Crooker from her collection Gold, published by Cascade Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.